It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
Oh, that's too much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
That was some fun times at the Las Vegas Hilton a couple months back when the Monster Circus was in town, and I got to sing that song with Dee Schneider when he jumped into the crowd, put his arm around me, we danced around, and had just such a good time, if you know what I mean. It was so fun. You know, Monster Circus is in the works of changing up and changing around, but Las Vegas Hilton, not sure if they want him back. Same with Star Trek. Hilton getting rid of all the good stuff. But we'll keep you updated right here, when the Monster Circus returns. Are you guys ready to have a good time? Let's do this.
Stay away from the power amplifier. It's sending out deadly waves of stupidness.
Yeah, don't get too close. Oh, wait. Oh, my goodness. What is that smell?
What's that smell?
I don't know.
Ooh, I know that smell.
Yeah, I know that smell too. It's either the smell of my future or Mad Mike.
You dick!
Oh, I kid it. I just said that because Mad Mike has smells coming out of both ends today. He's not feeling really good. He's under the weather. And, you know, I hope he can make it through the whole show because he's not looking really good. But I want to welcome you to the second best thing on the internet, because nothing beats porn, my friend. Nothing.
No. Maybe you got all day to pound your meat.
I don't.
Okay? Some of us don't.
That's right, we don't. But give it a try. Give it a whirl. Hello!
Hello!
And welcome to the 44th floor, right up here on the Kroger Condom Building. That's right. Right here in Las Vegas. It's the official home of the Rotten Comedy Show. Some of you that didn't go to Desert Fest, you didn't even ask last week, what does that comment mean? Maybe we'll explain it. Maybe we won't. But it is the official home of the Rockin' Comedy Show, where we ask the question, what do you call Hawaiian shirts in Hawaii? Well, you call them shirts.
Duh!
Duh! Things are going crazy in the studio. But I am your host of this madness. And like I said, my co-host, feeling a little under the weather. He's been in and out of the studio before we can even get started, if you know what I mean.
Look, no offense, but I'm in no mood to play babysitter to the Ridlin twins tonight, okay?
All right. Gotcha. Just calm down. But he is feeling a little weather, but he's going to do his best to do the show. I'm, of course, talking about Mad Mike. He will be here with his how-tos.
What are you thinking in that sick mind of yours?
Yeah, I don't know whatever goes on in Side Mike's mind. It's always a question. He's full of craziness, and that's why he's here. Nick's also going to be here with his Nick Pick of the Week, a new segment we started last week. A lot of you liked it. He's going to review a song, maybe an album, movie. Who knows what he's going to do, but he's going to pick something. He's going to talk about it. That's going to be up a little bit later on. We've also got not in the news, if you know what I mean. We've got very funny news stories you don't hear a lot about unless you search for them, like I do. But we've got that for you. We've got not in the news, Nick's pick. We've got how-tos going on. And we have a brand new song by Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
A lot of you have heard this song. Opinions have been made about this song. Some like the song. Some aren't sure about the song. I'm still on the fence myself about the song. But if you haven't heard it, we're going to have it for you here in just a little while. You're not going to want to miss it. It is an original song, which is kind of unusual for Al to release a song like this that is not a parody, but it is a style parody. And we'll have that for you a little bit later on. Also, on the show, we've got this forgotten song. I've never played this song by Zero Fingers, and they're good friends of ours. Of course, they broke up a while back, about a month and a half ago, and I was actually going through the archives and found this song, and I've never played it. So we're going to have that for you a little bit later on. Plus, we've got some 911 calls. You guys love the 911 calls, so we're going to keep that going for you. And if you want, you can send me some email.
You've got some mail.
My email address is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. Make a statement, make a request, tell me what you think of the show. Doesn't matter. Just email me, crazyj@comic.com. Also got a MySpace.
You guys think you're so fucking cool. Makes me sick.
You can find me at myspace.com/crazyj13 is where you can find me. And if that's not enough for you, you can find me on Facebook. That's right.
Actually, I think you're going to find this very amusing.
It is, because I'm also, believe it or not, on Twitter. That's right.
Well, polish my nuts and serve me a milkshake.
If you want to find me on Twitter, my Twitter address is crazyj@20. It's twitter.com/crazyj27. That's what it is. Twitter.com/crazyj27. Facebook, just type in Jason Bird. You'll find me. I'm there. I promise you, we're going to have a real good time. Well, if you're ready, we will play you a brand new song.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
From Mr. Weird Al Yankovic. Like I said, this song has gotten mixed reviews. A lot of people not sure if they like it. Some people do like it. I'm on the fence about it. I've heard it a couple of times. I'm starting to like it a little bit more than I did when I first heard the song. There's also a video for it. Al having some fun with a little EP coming out near the end of the summer called Internet Leaks. It's going to have some songs on there. And this is his little song, his little tribute to Craigslist. Here it is for you now on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Wow, yeah! 65 Chevy Malibu with automatic drive, a custom paint job too. I'll trade you for my old wheelbarrow and a slightly used sombrero, and I'll even throw in a stapler if you shared a quick glance Saturday at the mall. I never took a chance, never approached you at all. You were a blonde half Asian with a bad case of gas. I was wearing red Speedos and a hockey mask. Come on, let's find that love connection. Barista at the Coffee Bean on San Vicente Boulevard. I know there were 20 people behind me in line, but I was on a cell phone call with my mother. Didn't you see me hold up my index finger? That means I'll order my soy decaf hazelnut latte in just a couple minutes. So what's with the attitude, lady? No tip for you. Got a trash can of styrofoam peanuts. You can have them for free. You can drop by on the weekend and pick them up from me. But the trash can ain't part of the deal. Only giving you the peanuts. Dead real, don't have no hefty bag. So bring your own. Don't bug me with questions on the phone. Don't ask for help, don't waste my time, and don't complain, cause they won't cost you a dime. Just ask yourself, do you want my styrofoam peanuts? You can have my styrofoam peanuts. Do you want my styrofoam peanuts? You can have them all. They're on crack!
Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
On our rockin' comedy phone line, it's a good friend. It's been a while since he's been on. It's John Bermuda Schwartz, the drummer of that song that you just heard by Weird Al.
Hello.
Hello. How you been, buddy?
I've been good. Busy, as you can hear.
Yes. This is sort of a new thing for Al, because he's always known when he's working on the albums that it's top secret, kind of hush-hush, and... there's two songs. Not necessarily that they're going to be on an upcoming album, but he's never released songs so early before.
Well, Well, the whole thing with this is, you know, labels for the last several years have been crying, oh, nobody's buying albums. They're buying, you know, they're going on iTunes and they're buying singles. And Al says, well, let's sell them some singles. And the label thought, oh, that's brilliant. Oh, you're smart. That's great. So the deal is, and this actually is working out great with the parodies, like last fall we had Whatever You Like. We had that song out less than 2.5 weeks from its inception. And that could never be done if Al had to record a song and wait for it to be promoted and wait for an album to be pressed. I mean, it was always an 8 to 10 week turnaround before it would hit the streets. And now it's you know, it's a couple of weeks. Now, in the case of these new songs, which are going to be all part of a digital EP called Internet Leaks, these songs are all original, and we cut them back in April. And they are being released over the summer, the first of which on the 16th was Craigslist. And then the next three songs will be released over the next few months before the end of August.
Now, they'll be all originals. They won't be parodies?
Correct. Whatever You Like is the parody, and then these four are originals. And that's typical for an Al album. Right. Is to have about 50-50 parodies versus originals, and there will be a couple of more originals as well.
Nice. Well, the song's getting a definite response online. Some liking it, not sure. There was a few I read that they weren't sure if they liked it.
Well, they need to buy it from all of the different sources. They need to see if you know, the Amazon download sounds better maybe than the iTunes or the Rhapsody
yeah,
downloads.
Yeah.
And I suggest that they go to every possible place to purchase that and just see if they like one of them better than the other.
I was taken back by it at first. I was like, I don't know. And I listened to it again, and yeah, the Craigslist stuff is funny. I do like how the Weird Al website was hacked to look like Craigslist for the release
yes.
of the song. That was good.
There was even some speculation that was done and that Craigslist threatened to sue the label, and that we had to change it back, but that's not true. It was just a little short-lived gag, and actually it was gone by midnight the night before the single came out, and that way I could you know, post the information about the song fresh on Tuesday morning.
Right. You know, I've had some people that listen to the show that go, man, you know, the T.I. song came out, and they're like, you know, this song's funny, but he seems to be doing a lot of rap, and I tell people, well, you know, he does what's current, and that's the music that's current. So to have the Doors feel to it, I like it, because I'm a fan of the Doors music, so, you know, that aspect is cool, because it's not another, you know, rap-type song, so that's kind of why I like the song.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, with all of the originals, with most of them, Al goes back to some of the music that he loves. And it can be a new artist or an artist from just 20 years ago or an artist from the 60s. And you know, we've done more than a few 60s-style parodies and sounding songs. And,
right.
You know, of course, that's the era he grew up in. It's the era the whole band grew up in. So we love doing that stuff. And
did you get excited to find out you were going to be doing a Doors-style parody?
Well, I was excited, and that's the music I grew up with, and so I love doing that, and I'm a big fan of the Doors, and I was doubly excited and very hopeful when Al said he was going to try and get Ray Manzarek to play keyboards on there, which he did.
Yeah.
So that was very cool, and that lends a lot of credibility to the sound of the song.
Right. It's awesome. Now, so you got the little EP that is being worked on, but coming up in July, you can take a trip into Al's Brain, is that right, at the Orange County Fair?
Right, July 10th, the fair opens, and it's something called the Super Fair. It's more than just a fair. It's more than just about pigs and horses and you know, milking cows and stuff like that. I mean, there's a series of exhibitions there, and it's not just about pigs and horses and milking cows and stuff like that. There's a whole series of exhibitions there, and one of their big exhibitions is called Al's Brain, a 3D journey through the human brain with Weird Al Yankovic. I'm out of breath just saying that. And that premieres on July 10th, and what they're going to do is they're going to shop that around to different fairs. I mean, it's not just for the Orange County Fair. This was a big production, and it's a 3D movie. It's about a 10 or 11 minute movie of which Al is the host. And I've seen the movie already, and it's kind of, you know, I almost want to say it's a cross between Beakman's World and Bill Nye the Science Guy and those kind of shows. And it's just sort of a wacky, it's not that far from the Weird Al show that was on 10 years ago. I mean, it's kind of along those lines. There's a couple of surprise appearances in there. And the movie caps off with a song by Al and the band called Al's Brain. And it's a great movie. I'll tell you, you know, if you just listen to the song when you hear it, you learn a lot about the brain. I mean, there's a lot of things, you know, like Al does with a lot of those kind of songs. He really studied
sort of
up
like
on
pancreas.
It. Well, like with pancreas, or like a, or living with a hernia. I mean, you know, he doesn't just make stuff up. He researches those things. So this is a great song about the brain, and the whole exhibit really is all about that. And it's a great movie, though. It's very, very cool. And if you know, if people can't make it into Orange County this summer to see it, I think the fair lasts about 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks down there. It may be traveling around to a fair near them.
Yeah, I think it's July 10th to August 3rd is how long the fair runs. But
oh, okay. So
I mean, you can get your Al fixed not just at WeirdAl.com, but also at MySpace, Facebook, and now he Twitters.
Yes, he Twitters a little too much, I think.
He does. He's all over the place. But he's got Suzanne Twittering, too.
Well, I go on there just to find out what he's doing, because it's, you know.
Yeah. I can't get a hold of him. Let me see what he's Twittering, and maybe
yeah.
I can locate him.
I learn more about what's going on from Twitter than I do from him.
Yeah, Twitter is very interesting. I'm sure that might inspire another Weird Al song.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, it's funny, some of the comments about the Craigslist song is, you know, some, I guess some of the kids don't know how big Craigslist has become.
Right.
I mean, it's actually, and in fact, with some of the, with eBay has gone sort of in some directions that a lot of the people on there don't like, and they've turned to Craigslist, and I mean, it's just become bigger than ever, but, you know, they sort of got sidetracked by Facebook and Twitter and even MySpace, and they don't understand how big it is. It's you know, there was some comment about there, why doesn't he do a song about a site that is happening like Twitter or Facebook? You know, it's like, well, Craigslist is more happening than ever.
Yeah, it's, I love the posts. Some of the posts on Craigslist are great. I have a 60-inch TV, I'm giving it away. It doesn't work, but you can have it. Yeah, those are awesome. You know, so for the same price it's going to cost you to get that part fixed, you might as well just get a new TV.
But, yep.
But, yeah, Craigslist is it's definitely a welcome here because, like I said, I'm a fan of The Doors, and it's definitely a different style for Al that he hasn't done in a while, so that's definitely why I like the song.
Well, we like it, too, and actually the other three singles that were recorded at the same time that are coming out over the summer have some pretty cool sounds to them, too. And, of course, I can't say anything about them yet because none of them are out at this point. But
right.
There's some good stuff ahead. So, you know, and I'm glad this was first. And, you know, it's sort of a cool little video that goes with it. The other three songs will have animated videos, one of which Jib Jab is doing.
Oh, right, like they did with the other.
Right, right. And that will be the third single of the summer. And that comes out, I think, in early August.
Oh,
I don't
have
an exact date yet.
Is there going to be an official Weird Al album coming out?
There will be an album, hopefully next year, which will also include these songs again. So these are not just digital downloads. These are going to be, full fidelity tracks when the CD comes out. And we're shooting for next year on that. I mean, we're almost halfway through the album now.
Right.
So it's completely conceivable we can do that. And, excuse me, and recording songs one at a time or two or three or four at a time is a lot easier than trying to go in and, you know, knowing that we have to finish up an album and we have a deadline, you know, that we have to go in and cut and mix and do videos for six songs by a certain date. We can just do them as we go, release them as we go, and that keeps Al out there in front of the people. And then basically when it's time to put an album out, we have, what, two, three, four songs to record maybe, and that's a piece of cake. We can get that done very quickly.
Yeah, I like the idea that we don't have to wait 4 years to get some new Al material.
Well, exactly. And as I mentioned with the parody, I mean, the parody can be out while it's extremely current.
Right.
You know, if Al had had, let's say Al had an idea for, you know, Whatever You Like, and but there wasn't going to be an album till next year. Well, nobody would have heard that song until it was at least a year old.
And then it would be dated. Yeah, I think that's a good step for him.
Well, it turned out to be very fortuitous. I mean, it's not a way of rationalizing how we're distributing material. It's actually very smart. I think if the labels hadn't been complaining about it, Al would have just come up with that anyway. You know, instead of having to wait till he has 10 or 11 or 12 songs, just put them out as he goes, keep them current, and, you know, keep his name out there and make the label happy. And, you know, of course, we get paid as we record, so, you know, that's not bad. And and hopefully next year we'll be doing some touring. That's the plan, and hopefully we'll be touring with a new album.
Do you think when he did, of course he released Don't Download, the song is a free download as well as the other parody that didn't make the album, just...
You're pitiful?
Yeah, I just drew a blank. Thank you. Do you think that that kind of, you know, inspired him to, you know, really get out there and do more of the internet stuff?
Well, that was
sort of...
the
success of it, really?
Well, that wasn't really a planned thing. I mean, that just sort of happened. You know, the intent was to put that out on an album, not to release that online.
Right.
And in fact, by giving it away, you know, that keeps Al from being in trouble for... you know, for making a profit on something that he was told he should not be doing.
Correct.
So, you know, the idea that the label might want to have that taken down, they can't. Al owns that recording. He paid for it. And, you know, he's not making any money on it, so he doesn't have to split anything with the writers. And that's how that worked. That, but, again, that was a different thing. You know, whatever you like, and then these four tracks coming up you know, these are deliberate. This was planned. And, you know, nothing's going to be internet only. You know, these will be released again later on in full fidelity.
That's gonna be awesome. Well, I want to thank you for calling in. It's been a while.
Well, you are welcome. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Absolutely.
And good luck with the Rock and Comedy Show.
Thank you, sir.
I hear it's doing well.
It is doing well. We're having a good time. My co-host couldn't be here. He's a little under the weather.
Oh, I hope he gets out from under the weather soon.
But he's definitely made the show a lot of fun. It was getting. Oh, it's been 16 years I've done it, so it was getting a little stale, so it was nice to have him come in and, you know, change it up a little bit. He keeps me on my toes.
16 years and stale? Let's see, I've been with Al 29 years. I wonder what that makes me.
Makes you 29 years old.
There you go.
That's pretty good, right?
I'll take that.
I'll take that. But, again, if people want to, you know, send you a message, you're on MySpace.
I am. It's myspace.com/BermudaSchwartz. And now Facebook.
Oh, you're on Facebook. I didn't know that.
Facebook.com/BermudaSchwartz. Now that they have names on there.
I'll have to check you out.
Otherwise, I was just a number up till about 3 or 4 days ago.
Nice. So Facebook, but pretty soon you'll Twitter.
Well, you know, a few people asked if I was going to get into that, and I actually did go to log on and sign up, and the name BermudaSchwartz has been taken. By someone not trying to be me, just they thought it was a funny name. And every other version of my name just didn't quite,
work.
It wasn't quite good. So I figured, whatever, that's, you know, I'll be okay without it, I think, I hope.
Maybe, you might have to sign on sometime.
Well, if I do, it's probably not going to be anything like my name. I mean, I could have had names like J. Berm Schwartz or, yeah.
How about just Al's Drummer?
Oh, no, that's pretty good. That's I got to check that out.
Yeah. Anything I can do to help you get on Twitter.
Well, sign me up and let me know how I did.
All right. All right, buddy. Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Well, my pleasure.
All right.
All right, take care.
Hey, girl. You know, our economy's in the toilet, but I'm still going to treat you right.
I said you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah. Hater Tots holds up. Clip coupons all night, and baby, you can have whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
Yeah. Take you out for dinner anyway that you please. Like Burger King or Mickey D's, and baby, you can have whatever you like.
You like.
I said you can even have the large fries.
Large fries.
Yeah, yeah. Baby, you should know I'm really quite a sweet guy. When I buy you bathroom tissue, I always get the two ply. One of you can get it, my dear. I got my Costco membership card right here. Yeah, you like Top Ramen. Need Top Ramen. Got a cupboard full of them. I'll keep them coming. You want it, I got to go get it. Just heat it. Dump the flavor packet on it and eat it. Pork and beans and minute rice. And we can play cribbage all night. And baby, you can have whatever you like. Said you can have whatever you like.
You like.
Yeah. I can take you to the laundromat downtown.
Downtown.
Watch all the folk go round and round, and baby we can go wherever you like.
You like.
I said we can go wherever you like.
You like.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi to Shorty, I know if you had some.
LIFO. You could be second runner-up Miss Ohio. $7 bills roll, up inside my plastic billfold. Buy you a bagel even if it isn't day-old. And you never ever gotta wear your sister's old clothes. Long as I'm still assistant manager at Kinko's. Cut your hair with scissors and a scoop bowl. You ain't gotta pay me, that's the way that I roll. My chick can have what she wants. At Walmart she can pick out anything she wants. I know, girl, you ain't never had a man like that, who doesn't make you buy generic brand like that. Yeah, you like my Hyundai, see my Hyundai. I can take you to see your cousin Phil next Sunday, but that's kind of far and I'm not made of cash. Do you think you could chip in for gas? Mac and cheese would be alright, but let's send out for pizza tonight. And you can order any time, but you lie, you lie. I say you can even have the last slide, last slide. Yeah, yeah. Ran myself a cable from my neighbor next door. Now I can get free HBO, and baby, you can watch whatever you like, you like. I say you can watch whatever you like, you like. Yeah, and you can always ride the city bus. Got a stack of tokens just for us. Yo, my wallet's fast and full of ones. It's all about the Washingtons, that's right. You want White Castle, need White Castle. Long as you got me, it won't be no hassle. You wanna, we'll get it, just don't be a hater if I grab a bunch of napkins for later. Thrift store jeans on sale half price. The underwear at Goodwill is nice. And baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah, yeah. Baby, I can give you anything you please. Even share my government cheese. And baby, you can have as much as you like. I said you can have as much as you like. Yeah, yeah.
To the Rockin' Comedy Show, and joining us in the studio, as always, it's our good friend Matt Mike.
Yes, it's on.
How far did we start? I mean, how much did I miss? Where am I?
You're okay. We've only played a couple songs.
Okay, great. Hey, everybody.
You're fine.
What's going on?
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show.
How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. I'm good. You good?
You're on some pretty good cold medication over there.
Yeah, I got some weird shit going on in my throat. I have something growing in my mouth.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that a little bit here.
Yeah, this I'm going to take it off.
That's what they want to hear. Anyway, you're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show, and...
suckers.
They're hooked now. It's proven. They were talking about last week being the best show ever.
Yeah.
Really? People, yeah.
That's great.
A lot of feedback. A lot of people liking the shit talk.
That's good. Yeah, when we get crazy...
And that was totally, that was really honestly, totally 100% not planned.
Yeah, it's kind of, everything, all of it just kind of went that way. That's the funny part.
The only thing that was planned was the how-tos and the not in the news. That was it. Everything else was just, and Nick's pick was planned.
Yeah, Nick's pick
was
planned.
You know, that was
if you couldn't tell. Except for the song, the little intro that I gave him, that was off the cuff.
That was off the cuff. You know. I was thinking, we should come up with, a little like intro music every time we go. Hey, it's Nick's pick. Right?
We should, right?
And,
I think so.
And you could be like the announcer guy. That's like, and now, like, it's time for Nick's pick, and then you'd hear this music. So let's practice it. So when he comes up to do it, it'll be all ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. May I present to you the one and only Nick's Pick? Where are my Lederhosen?
That's right. That's funny. But
that's perfect.
Contest is still in play about the coming up with the best name for Nick.
Oh, best name for Nick.
You've had some good ones. Your brother came up with a good one.
Actually, he did, actually. He did.
You had a good one.
I did. I actually had two good ones.
You can go ahead and say yours because you can't win anything in the contest.
Oh, really? I have two, though. Which one? My first one?
You can give them both. It doesn't matter.
Well, my first one actually has to do with his whole name, Nicholas. So I figured, what about Dickolas? Nicholas on the microphonius.
And
my other one was Nicolopolis.
Nicolopolis.
I thought that was pretty good, actually.
That's awesome.
Stay away from the power amplifier. It's sending out deadly waves of stupidness.
But lots of stuff happening. A lot of people starting to leave comments again on the website.
Which is good. Yellow snow.
Yeah, good stuff out there. Turbo Man Bear.
Turbo Man. I don't even know his real name.
It's Johnny.
Sure it is.
And he left a message saying he enjoyed the shit talking because some people actually earn it.
They do. Some people just, it's like an award.
I let Krista hear the show, and we were listening to it in the car, and I guess she had Crying Brian in the car the other day, and... they were listening to the show, and she had the third disc in her car where we had mentioned Crying Brian again, and he was like, Crying Brian, what's that? She was like, they kind of were doing some shit talking, and he goes, well, they always shit talk about me. And she goes, And he put the second disc in, and she goes, I'm warning you, it's pretty brutal.
It's brutal, yeah.
And I guess apparently he started laughing about it at first because it was talking about Nick getting silly stringed, and it was this and that.
Being covered in
powder. And, it was still pretty funny to him up until the point he started talking about crossing the streams, and then we called him a douchebag.
Oh, so he was laughing up to the point where it got funny.
Yeah. And I guess he was totally unaware that everybody felt that way about it.
You know what, though? I give him props, though, for taking it like a manimal.
Yeah. You're going to act like that, take it like a man bear.
Take it like a man bear.
Turbo man bear.
Turbo man bear. But, douche is just a very common term that I like to use. It could apply to anything.
Right.
You know?
Scanlan's a douchebag.
Scanlan is a douchebag. He's the official douchebag.
You know, you always have these how-tos that might lead something into, Scanlan.
Oh, yeah.
Scanlan land, as I like to call it.
Scanlan.
I actually have a story in the news that is actually... a holiday that some people are trying to pass that
he's probably really going to like.
Oh, really?
And I'm sure he'll sign the petition when he finds out all about National Man Day.
Oh, that's nice.
We'll talk about that coming
that's
up in the news.
Great. Yeah.
And we got some other things. We got some other things we're gonna do on the show. Nick's gonna be here again with Nick's pick.
Sweet.
And you've tried some new Sunny D.
I did, yes. And we'll go over a full. Do we want to do that now?
Sure. Why not?
So basically, go get it. We're gonna go get it. Yeah, we're actually gonna bring it in here.
Because you both tried it. I haven't tried it, but no. Both of you have tried it.
Yeah, Jay won't try it, he won't try it.
What do you mean I won't
He try won't. It? He is afraid of this Sunny D.
I'm not afraid of it.
I was like,
I'll
do
wait.
You want some? And you were like, oh my, no.
I haven't tried it. I wanted a general reaction when we do the show.
Because he is afraid of the Sunny Delight.
No, I love Sunny Delight. You know that. It's always in the fridge.
Yep. This right, okay. It's called Sunny D Smoothies. Okay, so it's like the consistency of milk. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. Definitely agree. I'd like that kick in the face with smoothie. Strawberry sensation.
Oh, yeah. You know what it kind of reminds me of? Have you ever been punched in the liver?
No, definitely not.
No? It's kind of like that,
yeah.
Only with a fruity flavor.
Yeah, that's the feeling I get.
Yeah, it's like
it is actually really good.
It's like a fruity
that's
blast.
That's better than regular Sunny D.
Yeah, it's better. It's like a fruity blast to your liver. Is what it is.
Right?
I don't know about being punched in your liver. But.
Yeah. But it's called Strawberry Swirl.
Strawberry Swirl.
So it's like the consistency of milk. I highly doubt that a milk was used. What the fuck does that say? It's only on different. Yugo? Yeah, Babita? Babita? Lactia? I think Lactia has to do with like lactating. That
right.
Scares me.
That's milk.
Oh, okay.
You know what's funny is, you know, when I was leaving work today, you're like, you know, you have to do before you have to get out of here. You have to get a Sunny D smoothie so we can talk about it on the show. So I go in the store to buy it, and the lady's like, if you wait till tomorrow, you can get 4 for $5. I'm like,
wow.
Well, I need it today.
She's totally
can you give me 4 for $5 today?
Today? What, right now?
Like, you want me to come back at 12:01?
Yeah, tomorrow's too late.
Yeah, I need it now.
But, you know, it's good. It's good. I think you got to keep it really cold, though. I think if it gets warm, it would probably taste a lot like a melted Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah, not so good.
Not so good.
So, what? Scale of 1 to 10?
On a 1 to 10, on the Sunny D scale of 1 to 10 compared to some of their other products, yeah, I'm going to put it at about a 7.
It's good?
It's good. It's good. You know what? I think you can't really go wrong with the classic D, you know?
Nice.
But I think you can get pretty crunk off of this stuff. You know?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we also got some 911 calls today.
911! Sweet.
People love the 911 calls.
Doing some dumb ass.
Dumb ass. Exactly.
People just amaze me sometimes. They'll call 911 for the darndest things.
For anything, like this man here calling 911 over some missing orange juice. You're going to love it, because it takes place at McDonald's.
911, do you need fire, medical, or police?
Oh, yeah, just police.
And what's the problem?
The fucking police.
We're here at McDonald's.
Which McDonald's?
The one on TV Highway.
Okay, and where on TV Highway?
It's on 198 in TV Highway.
So you're in Aloha then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the problem there?
Just the lady, we ordered some food and we went home that our order wasn't in there. And my little brother is crying for his oranges and stuff. And we came back with the receipt and everything. Hey, can we have our order? We paid for it. And she was like, oh, no, I can't do anything about it. And she was laughing at my brother-in-law because he ordered the food and he couldn't speak English right. And she's not even showing up in the window now. She said, she told us that she was going to call the cops and nobody has showed up. And that's why I called. And she was being rude. And, you know, we wasted gas. My dad came and everybody
I want to come back here. Let my dad say what.
My dad wants a cop over here, so.
I don't
want
to make a problem, you know. I don't put the money, you know.
Okay.
Okay, and.
Send somebody.
The dad sounds Hindu. Over 99 cent orange juice.
Oh,
dear. Orange juice.
Ray.
I'm sorry, what?
Ray.
But that's the thing. How many of these have we played where they're about fast food?
Yeah, and then most of them are at McDonald's. It's like the Nexus and idiots.
We're in a Chrysler 300.
What color?
Blue. We're in a parking lot. You just
fucking
color. What
color
is your car?
It's blue, ma'am.
Okay. Just... All right. We'll send them over there.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Can't believe the cops are going to go over there.
For orange juice.
And
the lady was rude. You know what? This is where you just walk behind the counter and just slap her and take your orange juice, you know?
Exactly. Oh, so good stuff. This guy apparently calls all pissed off. He calls 911 because he's looking for his truck.
Can I help you?
Yeah, you know what? Somebody's on my phone right now.
Okay, hold on. Hey, yeah, it's that guy that...
on him again. His truck was freaking towed last month for 3-day impound. He's telling me it was stolen 10 minutes ago.
For a 30-day impound.
Yeah, and he's screaming at me and the translator, so...
Okay, hold on.
Go ahead, sir. 911 emergency, how may I help you?
Hey, can you call for me or what?
Excuse me?
I need a cab, babe.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you, sir. You need a what?
I have a problem.
They're telling me that your car was impounded a month ago. Did you pick up your car from the tow yard?
I'm not fucking blown because you can't get me a what? It's supposed to be a Mark Suck 911, alright? Oh, it's scary. I'm not fucking playing that loud.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about, but let me try to over. Okay, sir. Hello? Okay, if you're going to yell at me, I'm going to disconnect with you, okay? There's no reason for you to yell at me.
I don't care what. I can't have the fucking wrong cases. Then you could be on my truck or what?
Okay, well, I'm not going to help you if you're going to yell and talk at me like that. Okay, so you need to calm down.
So fuck you, A.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Fuck you.
All right, thank you.
Fuck you.
Okay, do you want to talk to somebody else? 911.
Hey, can you hear me or what?
Excuse me?
Hey, I need a help, eh? Yeah, I need a help.
The fuck?
He needs
hold
a truck.
Hold on the line, I'll transfer
you. To somebody, to cops, or whatever. Or
I'm
going
to transfer you to...
But I need a help.
911?
Yeah, can you call me, please?
Okay, why do you keep calling 911?
Because I need your help.
Okay, well, you can't hang up?
Damn! Can you go to the fucking police or something to call me?
Okay, hold on a second.
Fuck! Did you hear me or what? Fuck!
Okay, what's up with this guy? I guess his car was impounded by somebody and he wants to report it stolen.
Can you hear me or what? Can you hear me? Yeah! Can you hear me or what? Can you hear me, yes or no?
What the hell is this song?
Okay. Okay, and you guys are going to go out there?
Yeah.
Do you have a cell phone number?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I love the ones where they just fucking just spin out of control. They're so mad.
You can't even understand what he's saying half the time.
And here's the thing, is that guy's Indian. And I had my thrill of freaking Indians today at the Monte Carlo.
Yes, they're all over.
I mean, and here's the thing is, if I don't understand what you're saying, don't yell because I'm still not going to understand.
Yeah,
they talk so fast. They talk so fast, and then you're like, "Excuse me," blah, 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 and they just you do a great one.
Yeah,
didn't you have you had a guest or something one time a while back?
Yeah,
that was Indian.
Like, I want to see a show. I was like, okay, I'm that looking for the show with the naked woman. Okay, I would like to see the show. Can my family go? No, it's a freaking nude show. It's topless, 18 or over. Oh, it's okay for kids. No. Oh, want to see a show? I know. Never stops with those guys.
And today, seriously, today was the land of, no, it isn't.
Yeah,
Every question they would call, they'd be like, yeah, Rayo's is located in the Palms. No, it's at Caesar's Palace. No, it isn't.
Dude, I had a dumb white chick today. She was like, what time did your pool close? It's like 7 o'clock. Oh, why does it close at 7? I said, because it does. Well, I was like, about all the pools in Vegas close at 7 o'clock. She's like, oh, no, they don't, because I've been out at 1, like midnight, in the jacuzzi. I was like, outside? She's like, yes. I was like, no, you haven't. They're closed. She's like, oh, no, they're not. I was like, negative. They're closed. Ma'am, trust me. I know. She's like, no, they're not. I'm like, go talk to information. It's like, you know, I mean, don't, I'm just telling you like it is. This is what I know, okay? If you know different, just keep it to your goddamn self. I don't care. They don't realize that. They think it's like a challenge. You didn't come here to challenge me.
You're not going to win.
You're not going to win because I don't really don't care. One, I got paid. You didn't.
Yeah, I'm going to see Lance Burton. Okay, his next show is June 23rd. No, it says tonight.
Yeah.
Well, he broke his foot. His next show is going to be June 23rd.
What?
So there's no show tonight?
Oh.
No, I just said there's no show.
Oh, and then they go, well, they gave me these 2-for-1 tickets, so are they going to recompensate me? Oh, those were a gift.
Yeah, they're 2-for-1. You haven't bought anything.
Yeah, and it was a gift. It's a fucking coupon.
Thank you for staying at the Monte Carlo.
Yeah, if you go to the fucking Albertsons and you've got a coupon for eggs and they run out of eggs, so you go up and complain, hey, you guys don't have my eggs. I want recompensation for your stupid coupon. No, what makes you think you're gonna do that at a hotel room? Oh, Lance, well here, let me just go ahead and get Don McGee, the fucking magician, to go up there and do his show for you. What do you want?
Suddenly, she was like, I want tickets to Zumanity tonight. I go, there's no show. And she goes, it says Sunday. I go, all the Cirque shows are off tonight. They're celebrating the 25th anniversary of their production company. So they're having a big party.
Yeah.
Well, why doesn't it say it in the book? I'm like, because the book was printed 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, the book, it's like, the book is just a general guideline.
Yeah, it's just of what's here.
I mean, it's had Lance in there all up until, like, last week. And Lance has been gone for, like, 2 months, okay? So it's a general guideline. It's an outline. And people just think, oh, well, that's like the fucking Bible. Ooh. Jesus.
Finnegan didn't really die because I seen his picture on a cab.
Yeah, his picture was on a cab, right? He's still alive.
Yeah,
he's driving in the cab. No, he's dead.
The other question I have for you is...
Bloody Brown was like, yes.
Moving up.
Yeah. He charges $100 for his ticket at the Golden Nugget. Do you know that?
Yeah.
$100 to be downtown at the Golden Nugget.
My other question to you...
Hell. I still understand that. I'm sorry.
My other question to you is, how's your girlfriend?
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah. Freaking!
It's so funny, right? You apparently didn't go to your girlfriend's birthday party
because
you were working.
Apparently, I was. When first off, Puketastic. Okay,
is that her new name?
That's her new name. I've come up with her. Howl Breath.
Howl Breath Puketastic.
Yeah, that's her full name now. So again, she has this birthday party like a week ago. She invited me, and I was just like, just keep me posted. And I never said anything else. I was off on the day that her birthday was going down, and I just did other things. I didn't even think of it. Never even crossed my mind. Apparently, you were upstairs.
Yeah, I was in the EDR, and she was talking to...
Oh, wait. Before you even get to that, one of my buddies, who used to work at the pool last year, came back to go and ask for his job back, because he just moved back into town. So he comes out and was like, hey, you know Patricia? I was like, yeah. She's like, hey, are you guys going out? I was like, no. She's fucking gross, dude. No, why would you think that? Oh, that's what she was saying. I was like, that's weird. No.
Yeah. So well, that had happened while I was upstairs.
Exactly.
Then she came upstairs, and she sat down with some of her coworkers. I don't want to say that they're friends, because I don't know the status of
right,
that.
Of course.
So she was sitting there with her coworkers, and they were like, how's your party? And I was all right. My boyfriend couldn't come, because he had to work. You know, he works at the concierge desk here at the hotel.
Yeah, sure. Witch.
And then earlier when I was earlier in the day, I was walking to go to the bathroom, and she walked by and she goes, "Tell Michael hi."
Yeah, like what? Like, and you know what? That's just like, you know what? You all listened to the show last week, and I was a complete dick to her. And she's like, "Oh my god, you're so funny and sarcastic."
Yes,
no, I'm not sarcastic. I'm telling the truth. It's so obvious that it's the truth that you think it's funny. and that I obviously must be lying. I'm not! Leave me alone! Seriously, dude, she's psycho. She scares me now.
Right. Yeah, she could very well be some sort of fatal attraction.
Dude, it could be.
Our last 911 call of the week.
It's going to be me.
It's actually it's actually pretty good. This one, apparently, somebody calls. I haven't heard the whole thing, but apparently he calls 911 about cooking humans.
Oh, well, we got to know the right spices.
Listen, I'm going to transfer you a super call, okay?
Oh, no, you're not. I know what you're doing. I know. You're sneaky.
Let me tell you something.
What?
This lady believes that the people downstairs are cooking a human being.
What?
Are cooking a human being.
Okay.
She's okay, like, whatever.
So this call's for you.
Well, let me transfer this one first, okay?
Uh-huh.
So she would like for us to send someone who to check the house because she thinks that a teenager disappeared and they might be cooking him.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Can I help you?
Yeah. What's her name is, my neighbor downstairs.
Your neighbor downstairs?
My neighbor downstairs is about 3 or 4 months. We are smelling now. They cook something about 10:30 to 11:00 at night, which they are cooking right now. It doesn't smell like a regular food. It doesn't smell like a fish.
What do you think it is?
Well, we thought about it. It could be maybe, my instinct for some reason tells me maybe they killed somebody that's cooking that person. But,
okay.
No, they live right downstairs.
Okay, we'll check it out for you. We'll check it out.
So he called to ask how to cook a human being?
No, they called because they thought the neighbor was cooking a human being in the barbecue.
Oh, because it smelled weird.
Yeah. Doesn't smell right.
Doesn't smell right. Well, like they know what a fucking cooking human being smells like.
Yeah.
It probably just smelled like ass.
We were neighbors a really long time with Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, a long time ago. I'm very familiar. I'm an expert on the smell of human flesh. Like, what makes them think that? Did they burn themselves? Like, yeah, oh, that's what it smells like. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Ow, I need a doctor. No.
It's awesome. It's the Rock and Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy.
You know
Jay.
What I'm going to do?
I'm just going to go
out there. I'm going to get a barbecue pit, and I'm just going to have a bunch of, like, Baby Ruth bars on, like, a little, like, a plate. I'm going to cook them. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'll be a whole bunch of people around and be like, hey, you want to try some of this?
That might work.
They'll be like, what is it? I'll be like, well, it's got nuts.
Nice. I think I'll play you one more before
all right.
Before we go to the break.
Sure.
I'm going to find a really, really good
play something with some cilantro.
To go along with the last one?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if I can find it. Let's see. Well, we'll just take a gamble with this one because it has something to do with McDonald's.
Oh, another one.
So
that place.
Here we go.
Hello. Yeah, good evening. Yeah, this is, I'm calling from the McDonald's. I just called because I have a problem with some customers after they're sending after.
And they're doing what?
Customers, they complain about their food and things like that, and they don't want to move, and they told me to call the police, and yeah, I'm working here at McDonald's in Aloha. I'm
okay.
One of the managers.
Wait.
Oh,
the
it's
customers
the
are
the
complaining
Aloha.
About their food?
Yeah, because we're supposed to be given the food, the wrong food, and I make the order, and I told them that everything was correct after, and they got mad because they told me to give them more food. And I told them that I can give any free food away, and they started telling me about works and all that. And I told them, you know what, if you don't move on here, I'm going to call the police. And they told me, okay, go ahead and call the police, and because we're not going to move. And finally, they moved like 30 minutes ago out of the drive-thru. And now they are up there standing, walking right by drive-thru, knocking at the window, and saying that I don't know what else they want after.
Both for the people.
My name is Helen.
This is a continuation of the other one.
And your last name?
Velasquez.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And phone number there?
It's
503. She sounds legit. They sound like fucking weirdos.
Uh-huh. 649.
Uh-huh.
7092.
Let's call them.
Okay. So did you give them the wrong food?
No,
No, we did it. They just complaining because I don't know if they want any free food or I don't know what's wrong with them, but I know
well,
I'm 100% sure that we're giving the correct food.
And you told them to leave and they won't?
Yes.
Well, their food was...
They said they didn't have orange juice, right. And the guy didn't speak good English to order the food, which was stupid to begin with, and that she's the one who messed up the food. She got it right
on
her side.
That is the continuation. How I didn't put the two and two together. That's awesome. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got some new music to get to. We got some comedy, off the wallness, and we're going to be here with some how-tos. Want to give us a little insight of what they are going to be on?
It has to do with calluses.
Calluses?
Yeah.
Both of them?
No, just the one.
Just the one? What does the other one have to do with?
The other one? The other one has to do with meteorites.
Meteorites.
Mm-hmm.
And also coming up, we've got Nick with Nick's Picks. And I think when you come back from vacation is when we're gonna work on our first official comedy sketch.
Okay, yeah. I think that'd be great.
We're going to do a little prank call that I came across. It was really funny. There's no audio of it, but they have the transcript of it.
Yeah.
We're going to work on it, make it fun. It'll be something you and Nick can do when you get back.
Yeah, we'll flush that bad boy out.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got more of the Rock and Comedy Show, so stay with us.
You.
8. We've worked together for years.
7. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
5. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
4. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
3. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
2. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help?
1. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
How about a slice? Let's hit the food court.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Well, we could just go see the 740 movie instead of the 645.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
You just need some new earrings and you'll feel a lot better.
When a friend tells you they've been diagnosed with a mental illness, it can be a little awkward. But what's even more awkward is, if you're not there for her, she'll be less likely to recover.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Girl, I'm here for you. Whatever it takes.
Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to help a friend dealing with mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. This message is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I can help the next customer over here.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, that's a lot of books. Let's see. How to keep your child safe. Child-proofing your home. Child-proofing your yard. Child-proofing your in-laws' home and yard. Well, I'm guessing you have a little one at home.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like you must take good care of her.
Oh, thank you.
Now, let's see. Parents' Guide to Safe Toys. That's a really good one. Parents' Guide to Safe Foods. Parents' Guide to Safe Safety Products. Parents' Guide to Parenting Guides, Don't Throw the Baby Out with the Bathwater, and other safety tips.
Of all the things you can read about keeping your child safe, the most important is attached to the back of their car seat. Read the instruction manual and learn to use the latch system. It makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly.
Parents' Guide to Telling Other Parents How to Raise Their Kids.
To learn more, go to safercar.gov. Anchor, Tether, Latch, the next generation of child safety. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Mad Mike running around here, not feeling so hot. We'll be doing the news here shortly, and we've also got a how-to coming up. And Mad Mike, you know, he's going to be gone next week, and we'll be making an announcement of who your co-host is, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. But still in the studio is our good friend Nick.
How's it going?
He, you know, he needs a name. We got Mad Mike. We got Crazy J. We need Nick. Nick needs a name. That's the contest. You get a three-song CD pack for the person that comes up with the best radio name for Nick. It's you know, we've got some good ones, and we'll be talking about those when Mike comes back. So you know, think of something funny.
That would be appreciated.
Yeah. Anyway, coming up in just a minute, we'll be doing the news, and Mike's going to be here with the how-tos. Hopefully. Hopefully Mike will be here with the how-tos, or Nick's going to be doing them.
Oh.
So, I don't know, it's one of those shows where I just feel like I should get up and dance, so why not dance to one of the greatest intergalactic songs known in the radio world? It's the Time Warp, people.
Time Warp.
It's the sound wave. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely. Not very much longer. I'm
right now, I think it's time, because I am so proud of the news this week.
Let's do it.
It is some of my best work. It really is.
He's so proud over
it
here.
It is. There's
He's
some
glowing.
I haven't had a good batch of news stories in a while. Usually I just rely on Port St. Lucie
to pull through.
And every week they manage to make the way in.
Yeah, they do. Did they this week? They what?
That is the question, is did they make it in this week?
Did they?
We're going to have to find out. Let's do the news, everybody. It's not in the news news.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Yeah.
Who's
all right.
Paul Harvey?
Paul Harvey. He was a news announcer. He had like a 10-minute segment, like national. Like,
yeah, who cares?
Different radio stations would cover him. And he passed away not too long ago.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Police say a man they arrested in a traffic stop told them he was speeding because he was chasing someone who stole marijuana from him.
Son, you don't have that. The reason that bad things happen to you is because you're a dumbass.
That is so true.
While Borough Police were conducting a buckle up, a special grant program to target drivers not using seatbelts, they stopped a vehicle they said was driving at an extremely high rate of speed and switching lanes without using, turn signals.
What a dumb thing to do.
Right.
I'll bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
During a traffic stop, police say they observed a glass bowl used for smoking marijuana on the front seat in plain view. Police also found 15 individual packaged baggies of marijuana and 13 ecstasy pills.
Yeah, damn.
During a search of the vehicle.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Nope. Police say the driver, Ryan Neas, 21, told them he was speeding because he was chasing the person who just robbed him of his Apple iPhone and three bags of marijuana.
Jeffrey, what? Are you in the marijuana?
That dude's not experimenting. He's trying to fly to the fucking moon.
Neas was charged with possession with intent to deliver, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of a drug paraphernalia, police said.
And no possession of a brain.
He was... That's good. He was also cited with careless driving and failure to wear a seatbelt.
I am totally innocent of any wrongdoing.
Yeah.
And I know these terrible allegations will all be proven false.
Well, except maybe the seatbelt thing.
And the molesting of children.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's a totally different story.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
In Seattle, this is such a great story. It's so ridiculous. Services were moved to the parking lot of a Rainier Beach church after a
naked
man smashed through a window.
Picture it.
I just want to make sure you understand he smashed.
Yeah.
He smashed.
He just ran right up on this bitch.
Smashed right through it. Sad
naked.
Part, he was spattering HIV-positive blood inside and leaving a trail of destruction through the house of worship.
Lord,
worship.
Have mercy.
That's right. Officials believe the 46-year-old suspect was high on PCP during his unholy rampage through the Unity Church of God and Christ, and now the church interior is considered a biohazard because of tainted blood inside.
Clean up this mess!
The bizarre incident left church members in shock, but now they're learning it may be more than just a coincidence, because as it turns out, the suspect's brother killed himself there on church property on the same Sunday 29 years ago.
Creepy.
Sounds like you have mental problems, man.
Yeah,
you got mental problems, man.
Yeah, it really does.
Man. Neighbors say it was about 4 a.m. when the man hurled his
naked
body against a window and smashed through it. The jagged broken glass left cuts all over his body that created a trail of blood spatters and smears throughout the interior of the church.
That's right,
he was naked.
Well, honey, I can't describe it. You just have to see it.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look at it.
The pastor, Reverend James Hicks, says church members started cleaning up the mess until they learned that the man is HIV positive.
No.
And also has hepatitis C.
Bobby, get that out of your mouth.
Possibly creating a biohazard inside the house of
the Lord.
Of worship, that's right.
Shit everywhere.
Yeah.
I love this.
There's shit everywhere! Damn it! There's shit on the windows! Oh my God! My house is full of shit! He's shit everywhere! Look what he did! He's shit all over the wall!
Oh, thank you, Bob Saget.
The rampage went from room to room. A picture gallery was torn from the walls. A trophy case was broken open. Mirrors were shattered, and blood was smeared on wall fixtures and furniture.
Ooh, I done a bad thing.
Just to see the pictures torn up on the floor, it was really, really devastating to us, says the pastor. The thing is that he cut himself, and he had blood all over the trophy case, blood where the mirror was, and blood all over the doors.
How the hell? What did you just want to open, like?
You don't have to be naked for this. But I don't have to not be naked for it either.
Now, what was it?
What did he do? How did he get blood on the doors? Like, did he just run up and just, like, gyrate against them?
I guess he did a dance.
Did a dance? His rain dance?
Maybe he pelvic thrusted.
Yeah, his juju pelvic thrust dance.
The naked vandal triggered an alarm, and a police arrested him outside a short time later. He's now in jail for investigation of burglary. Volunteers got busy cleaning up until they realized the potential danger. They said, "We don't suggest that you do this cleanup." The church scheduled an outdoor service in the parking lot for Sunday morning after they realized they could not use the church. That just knocked the wind out of our sails because we knew that we had to do something different, Hicks said. But church members say they have already, forgiven the man.
He may apologize when ready.
Whose brother hung himself from a tree on church property on the first Sunday of June 29th, on the first Sunday of June 29 years ago.
This is the thing. They're getting him for burglary. Where the fuck did he put anything? He had no clothes on,
yeah,
man. The fact that he freaking broke through a window naked. No, we think he stole something. Where did he put it?
According to officials, a suspect went into a Victoria's Secret store in Oviedo, Florida, and stole more than $2,000 worth of bras and panties.
I'm not wearing any panties.
Of course not, because they were stolen.
This is the funny thing. On the front of this is a picture of a ferret. And so when I first saw this, I thought that was the culprit.
That's why I read it, because I'm like, maybe it is him.
Maybe it is him, little bastard.
Police say they went. They want to know if the panty raid was part of a bigger crime.
That is the biggest mystery of them all.
The Oviedo marketplace has felt the brunt of tough times. It is still recovering from when its sister company went bankrupt in April. Management says the doors will stay open, but lately the wrong people have been walking through them.
You know, I feel a little dirty. I like it.
Well, I'm not surprised. It's bound to come out of here sooner or later, says Mary Kalo, a Oviedo resident. A man snatched a woman's underwear from a table in front of the Victoria's Secret store. Police say it was a black man, about 5'11", 250 pounds. The bag he used to steal the merchandise was rigged so sensors on the lingerie did not trip the alarm.
Fill your hand, you son of a bitch!
I really think it's the economy. People are desperate, and they're taking risks now that they normally wouldn't.
Desperate for panties?
just desperate to steal anything.
Yeah, I guess so. Gotta have it.
Last week, late in the afternoon, a woman's purse was taken at gunpoint in the parking lot of an FYE store. Then a few days later, a man went into Macy's store and stole a rack full of designer dresses worth $2,600. Although one thief, he was caught on camera.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
The crimes keep happening in the Oviedo marketplace.
Remind us to go there.
They just can't find a guy. Yeah, get some stuff.
Yeah.
You could say that this is a day Scanlon is probably hoping comes true. This is a good...
he's already praying to his HIV-ridden church.
In Celestine, Indiana, two men have declared Monday.
Sweet.
Monday, as a, and that means, you know,
that Monday as in the 15th.
Yeah, as in the 15th, which means it's right around the corner. If you're listening to the show, it's already passed.
Yes.
But,
it was the 15th.
They declared Monday, June 15th, National Man Day. That's right.
Now, the only reasonable question to ask after that is, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Only to find that there's already a romantic holiday that falls on that day.
Rugged, manly men in the full bloom of their manhood.
That's right. 19-year-old Joel Lagenegger of Celestine.
Lagenegger?
Lagenegger. And his 26-year-old brother, Aaron of Indianapolis, have for months been rallying thousands to their masculine cause on, Facebook. More than 260,000 people have pledged to stand up and do manly things on Man Day.
Hey, Dad, I'm going to my room with three strange men.
A day for sweethearts. This is the problem. Is it turns out June 15th, I didn't know this either, is probably also a holiday that Scanlon really likes, is Sneak a Kiss Day.
Shit, he's hoping they can merge. They emerge
yeah.
together as one.
And you can have Sneak a Kiss Man Day.
Sneak a Kiss from a Man Day.
A day for sweethearts to steal smooches from their sweeties.
My God, wouldn't it be marvelous if I turned out to be a homosexual?
The Man Day organizers use participants to take part in manly activities such as football, hunting, or watching Rocky movies. They claim real men don't sneak kisses.
Not if you ask Scanlon.
A man called Country.
He usually sees kisses with chloroform.
A man called Country was arrested for allegedly pulling out a knife at a East Side City park and threatening another man, apparently telling the victim, "I'm gonna cut you up like a wild hillbilly."
Houston hillbilly motherfucker.
Yeah.
Richard Epperson, 51, was tentatively charged with disorderly conduct while armed following the incident in Ryle Park. Madison police said Epperson approached the 55-year-old Madison man, who was at the park shelter with two female friends, asking for beer and cigarettes.
I'm not here for cigarettes or bubblegum, my boy.
Sure.
The suspect used vulgar language regarding the woman, and the victim told him to stop, said police spokesman. Epperson then allegedly pulled out a knife and threatened the victim. The victim walked away quickly from the suspect and police were called. This is a hillbilly. Hillbilly.
Hillbilly.
Someplace you never hear about, really, on the, not in the news. Nevada.
What?
Yes. And not Las Vegas, not Reno, but Zephyr Cove.
Where the hell is Zephyr Cove?
That is out near Lake Tahoe. A 53-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of being
naked
near a high school on Lake Tahoe's east shore. The
naked
man was arrested after three Whithill High School students reported spotting him tied to a rock and lying face down behind him in the school. When the students asked if he needed to be untied, the man answered, "No."
This is nuts.
Yeah. Douglas County Sheriff's deputy said the man told him he was watching some buzzards flying overhead at the time.
That's more than I needed to know.
The man, who said he was a freelance writer, was arrested on charges of loitering on school grounds. He's scheduled to appear in Tahoe Township Justice Court next week. Sir, do you need a sun tie? Nah, I'm good.
I'm straight.
I'm good. And I like this. This is nice. This is nice.
Good view. Mm-hmm. You mind touching your belly button for me?
Now, if I'm going back to some stuff I did a while ago on my MySpace, the status reports come from little lines from FARC.com where I get these news stories. I take some of the funny headlines and I throw it in. So when you read it, the headlines would be, you know,
Right there.
Well, for instance, like the one that we have up here now, if you actually look at it, it says, Crazy J asks, do you hate it when you're in the shower and run out of shampoo, then a pit bull attacks you? That would actually be a story that shows up.
I do hate that.
Yeah. It can suck.
I really do.
This was one of the status that I used about getting electrocuted. This is actually the story. A lightning bolt left a man with burns to his arm and leg when it struck a fork he was using to prod sausages on a barbecue. Oh, it's great. Unlucky Eric Brawlbeck spent 2 days in the hospital recovering after he was caught in a violent electrical storm. Eric, who is 64, an air cadet chief, had been with a group of youngsters at an RAF display. Speaking from his home in Niederlingen, near workshop, it was like an implosion inside my body. There was so much pressure inside of me, and I couldn't see properly.
Okay, you don't just
you don't what?
Accidentally cook sausages during a lightning storm.
No, okay? I guess it just happened. Well,
it doesn't just come right out of the sky, out of nothingness. It's gonna be like clouds and stuff. You should have known.
There was so much pressure inside of me, and I couldn't see properly. I couldn't just make out the faint outline of people heading my way. The first thing I remember properly is waking up on my back with my clothes off. I feel very lucky to be alive. It came in through my arm, which is burnt. Then it must have gone down through my body and out through my feet.
I'm gonna barbecue your ass, Ivaletan!
Seriously.
He added, I was told the only thing I could say as I was drifting in and out of consciousness was, sausages.
You see, what it is he forgot about that 11th secret commandment.
Sausages.
Thou shalt not barbecue.
Sausages. Port St. Lucie.
Oh, there it is.
I was going to sneak it in.
Oops, there
a 61-year-old man was beaten and robbed by two teens as he sat on a toilet. I know.
Do we need to take lessons in toilet training issues?
You know, and it's funny because you were like, and I meant to print it out, and I forgot. You were like last week on the show, does anybody in Port St. Lucie ever know, like, do they use a gun?
Yeah, they never do.
I have a story about a guy that got arrested for shooting somebody in Port St.
What?
Lucie.
What? Somebody wants to listen to the show.
Yeah, hey, he was like, hey, he wants a gun? Let's give it to him.
He was like, oh, but goddamn, he's right.
All right.
I never thought of that.
Anyway, a 61-year-old man was beaten and robbed by two teens as he sat on the toilet at a business on Engel Road, according to a recently released sheriff's report. The victim told St. Lucie County Sheriff's investigators he was in the bathroom on the side of Fred's Grocer when the two teens entered.
Under 17, not admitted without parent.
One hit him in the face by his eye while the other stole his wallet from his pants, which were knocked with, well, they were already down to his knees anyway.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
The victim told the store owner who called 911. That's right, 911.
Call 911!
The store owner told investigators the boys thought to be 16 to 17 years old were behind the victim in the line and showed interest in the amount of cash that he had in his wallet.
Do you want to make more money? Of course we all do.
The man's wallet had
an old man.
The man's wallet had about $87 in it.
And you know what? You know what else is like really weird? Like, I wonder, like, before the guy actually called the police, did he finish taking his crap after he was beat up? Or what is he like, well,
maybe they beat the shit out of him.
Good to have. What if he crap, like, right there?
Now, this story is designed to make some people feel good. Personally, I'm a little pissed.
Yeah?
Yeah. I get the story pisses me off, because nobody should have this much luck. That's just how I feel about it. Villa Rica, Georgia. 1 week after Chuck Hill won $5,000 in Georgia Lottery's weekly windfall, his wife? Well, she did even better.
Sweet!
Yeah. Karen Hill bought a world-class million scratch-off ticket on her way to work at City Chevron in Villa Rica. Her $20 ticket won $1 million.
Lucky.
Yeah. The couple
that
has,
bitch.
No shit, right?
Jesus.
The couple has two children, ages 6 and 8. And they said
and
they'd
26.
Pay off bills. And they said they'd pay off bills with the money. Hill works for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and her husband works in electrical engineering.
Pay off bills with that money? Do they got $1 million worth of bills? Jesus Christ. No, they're going to go to Vegas, spend on hookers and blow, sell their kids to some sex trafficking thing in Thailand so they don't have to worry about them anymore. That bitch.
That bitch.
jerk.
I know, it's great, isn't it?
That's... Oh, my God. That chaps my ass.
Does it? I gotta get this next one ready.
If I could have been like ₹1 million, then I would have laughed. That's like $20.
Right.
You know?
Well, we're almost done. We've got two more stories to go. This one is an interesting story, for sure. A 7'4" young Englishman recognized by witnesses outside a burglared home. Burglared.
It's been burgled?
Yeah, it's not burglarized. It's burgled.
It's been burgled.
Burgled house.
That turd was burgled.
He was sentenced to 11 months in prison.
People who do that should be arrested.
He was. Christopher Lister, 21, of Armley, pleaded guilty, admitting he stole a van used in a burglary in November. He waited outside the house while his friend stole a plasma television.
There's never a cop around when you need one.
The group abandoned both van and television after the van got stuck. At the time, Lister was on probation after receiving a suspended sentence for dangerous driving. He admitted breaking into two cars while he was out on bail after the burglary. The ridiculous obsession with cars has got to stop, recorder Paul Miller said as he imposed sentence in Leeds Crown Court. Lister's lawyer, Richard Wright, asked for a non-custodial sentence, saying Lister's outsized body will make his life behind bars unusually difficult.
7'4", you know what, he could have got a job doing all kinds of things, making tons. He could have been like a coat hanger.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Lister, whose nicknamed Stretch, is one of the tallest men in England and only 2 inches shorter than the current record holder.
7'4". He could have been that guy at the grocery store that gets the stuff off the top shelves. It could have been like a specialty job for him.
Right.
You know? What the hell?
Now, when I read you the headline of this
clean rain gutters?
When I read you the headline of this next story, you might think that I'm thinking about Scanlon's mom. It's a story about Scanlon's mom.
It probably is.
But it's not.
It's not.
It's definitely not a story about Scanlon's mom. A treasure hunt in the trash was the talk of Israel after a woman said she had accidentally dumped a mattress stuffed with $1 million in...
It was ignorant.
That's right. Stuffed with $1 million in notes, she said. Identified only as Anat, the woman at first told Israel media she had replaced her mother's mattress as a surprise, learning too late about the stash of cash.
That...
She then went off to search local landfills, so far fruitlessly for the old mattress, she said. Questioned later on television news, the woman said she had known about the money, which she called a substantial sum, not $1 million, and blamed a very serious trauma involving banks.
Now that's reasonable, isn't it?
For her mother's unusual choice of a hiding place.
Now she's got trauma for beds.
Asked how she could have thrown away the mattress knowing about its contents, she told her skeptical questioner, my brain simply blew a fuse.
Where are your brains? In your ass?
That's right.
Blew a fuse? On $1 million?
$1 million.
I found a nickel today. I was ecstatic.
All right, we're going to, before we take a break, I have a song. It actually fits. It's by Adam Sandler, and it actually fits with our great news story that we did about, the 7'4" man. And, here's Adam Sandler with The 7 Foot Man.
Nice. We just wrote this song on a bus the other day, so sit back and relax. 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
I'm the 7 foot man. I've committed no crime. Bumping my head into doorways, it happens all the time. I'm 7 feet tall, and I repeat, they don't make a ski boot that can fit my feet. I'm 7 feet tall, and I don't play basketball. I'm 7 feet tall, but I'm still just a man. So of course it hurts me a lot when I walk into the ceiling fan. Small people say I wish I was him, but it's been 9 years since I've had a trim. The barber said I can't reach the top of his head.
7 foot man.
I cannot hide.
7 foot man.
I know, cause I've tried.
7 foot man.
My last girlfriend died because my penis is 7 foot wide. So the next time you see me walking around and my head's right about to hit a tree branch, tell me to duck down. And I'll pay you back, soon you will see, by getting your frisbee down from that tree. I do what I can. I'm the 7 foot man. 7 foot man. 7 foot man.
Hear that? That's the sound of safety, and the sound of your family's belongings staying where they belong. In times like these, it's important to know how to protect your home, your family, and your valuables. A good strong lock on a solid door and frame can make a huge difference. Most burglars will spend no longer than a minute trying to break in. That's only as long as this radio announcement. Remember to lock your doors and windows. Even the best locks can't protect you unless you use them. Install bright outdoor lighting. If you have an alarm system, use it, and post signs that say your home has an alarm. Trim bushes and trees so your house is clearly visible to your neighbors and your street. If you ever return home to find that someone has broken in, do not enter. Call the police immediately. To learn more on how to keep your home and family safe, visit ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. Let's all work together to keep our homes safe and sound. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
How about a slice? Let's hit the food court.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Well, we could just go see the 740 movie instead of the 645.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
You just need some new earrings and you'll feel a lot better.
When a friend tells you they've been diagnosed with a mental illness, it can be a little awkward. But what's even more awkward is, if you're not there for her, she'll be less likely to recover.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Girl, I'm here for you. Whatever it takes.
Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to help a friend dealing with mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. This message is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ah!
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
There are all sorts of excuses for not saving energy. It's only one lamp.
It's just one TV. It's like all the way in the other room. What difference will it make if I turn things off when I'm done with them or not? If we switch to energy-saving light bulbs, or put in a programmable thermostat,
how much energy and money could it possibly save? Sometimes I wonder if we could be more efficient with the energy we have now and tuck away more resources for later.
You know, it just never hurts to plan more for the future. My name is
Colin, and I'm going to get started today.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy-saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and this station.
Violence, theft, drugs, graffiti, it's all part of joining a gang. In times like these, we need to protect our children and our community from gangs. Gangs often prey on unsupervised teens with low self-esteem, who perform poorly in school, who seek a sense of belonging, or are simply bored. Joining a gang often involves violent hazing rituals. Once in a gang, members can become alienated from their families, school, and friends. Drugs, guns, and malicious activity are common elements in gangs. Trying to leave a gang can be a difficult and dangerous process. The best way to get out of a gang is never to join one. Protect kids from being recruited by a gang. Know who they're hanging out with. Involve kids in after-school activities and provide positive role models. Help reduce gang activities in your community by working with local law enforcement and school systems. Don't let a kid you know get involved with gangs. Visit ncpc.org to learn more or contact your local law enforcement agency.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Mr. Crazy J.
I thought you were crazy!
This is the Crazy Man.
Hi there, this is Tom Lehrer, and you're listening to the Crazy J Show.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy J. Mad Mike is here. Mad Mike is hurting today.
Yeah, man, my throat and my ears and stuff, it's all kind of banged up and not enjoying it. It kind of sucks.
So he's hurting, but he's hanging in there. He's a trooper.
Yeah, hanging tough.
Before we get to the how-tos, you know, a while back we played a great phone message from Dimitri.
Yeah, it's none of your business.
And what?
Jesus.
But I actually have a recording of a message that Halbreath has actually left on your phone.
You do? Really?
Yeah.
Play it.
Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Puke-tastic.
Are you surprised?
You know what? No.
You're not surprised?
No.
Yeah, you went to the bathroom and I said, hey, let's see what's on here.
I have a feeling that...
I don't even know which one is... You had a couple.
There's a few of them on there. You know, I just don't even check anymore. I see your name come up and I'm like, okay.
All right, you ready?
I can smell it from here.
Saved message. Saturday, February 3rd, 9:12 p.m. Hear this. I know you're checking your messages, I can tell. Right now it's 10 after 9. And since now you've tortured me all day and night, you better fucking call me back, Mark. You better fucking call me back. If you want any chance of ever working this out with me, I swear to God, I've done every fucking thing that I can possibly do.
Not brush your teeth.
So are you happy? Are you happy?
Mark? I don't know.
You told her your name was Mark?
You just go out there and booze it up on your own. Okay?
I will.
I came over to see you, and you denied seeing me again.
You bitch.
Again. And I was even coming over to you after apologizing to you, after doing all those things, saying all those things on the phone to you that mean absolutely fucking nothing.
Because you didn't brush your teeth.
I hope you're happy being a lonely guy.
Yeah, at least I can smell good.
Oh, wait. I know you got a lot of dates, so maybe you won't be that lonely.
Scope.
Well,
You know what? I've done everything I fucking can.
But floss.
You want to be with me, yeah. Right. Yeah, you really want to be with me. Thanks for showing me.
To Castries the company.
Well, I think the next message was actually when you didn't show up for the birthday party.
Yeah, the next one?
Yeah, I think so. She's pretty upset. Yeah.
Oh yeah, she was pretty upset.
That's it.
9:15 PM. All I can say is if you're out at a fucking bar when I went to your house, drove by you, you saw me and you just drove by me and I called you to apologize. Telling you how much I meant to you, how much you meant to me. If you're at a fucking bar right now, I will never, ever forgive you. Ever. Because if you could be having a good time, then you know what? Fuck you. And you know what? You're right. Then I need
such
to move
woman.
On. But I hope you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm drinking, bitch.
I'm not fucking playing around anymore. You know, what do you think? The world is going to fucking chase you forever, Mark? You
it's
know
Mike.
What? Everybody's gonna fucking chase you because you're Mr. Wonderful? Yeah. Well, you got some flaws going on yourself. So you know what? When I call you and apologize,
ain't in my teeth.
I call you a million times to tell you how much you mean to me. That should mean something, but obviously it doesn't.
Yeah, it means you're a stalker.
You can have a good time out at a fucking bar, but I'll tell you what. If you're there, don't ever fucking call me again.
I gotta hear one more, because there was like five on there.
Yeah.
She's
persistent.
She loves you.
She really does.
Or this guy, Mark.
Yeah, whatever. I can't get my name right.
39 PM. You know, and that was my biggest fear, doing this phone thing, because, you know, I was trying to do it on good faith, knowing that you'd help me with it, and you'd make a priority, and, you know, it would be okay, regardless.
The
and
dentist
it's not.
Should be
and
a priority.
My cell phone's disconnected as of tomorrow, and I need to call AT&T right now to reinstate my cell phone. And I guess I'm fucked again. Because you know what? I put faith in this, us, and you helping me out with this. And I'm not going to listen to you over voicemail how to set up my mailbox. There's a lot of other things on this stupid phone that I don't even know how to operate.
A phone, woman.
So I'm paying for something I don't even know how to use.
It's a goddamn phone, woman. It's just like a toothbrush.
Can you do me a favor and let me know
really
what to do with this thing? I don't know.
Back
and
forth,
I'm not trying to be a prick, but you know what?
Rinse,
I don't
repeat.
Know what to do. I have no cell phone as of tomorrow because I trust in you.
These are classic.
Wow.
Let me just see how many she actually left you. We're up to 51.
What?
There's 51 messages.
Holy
She's got to be angry at this point.
Sunday, 34 p.m. Oh, and you know what? Another official rule. I'm making a lot of changes tonight because I feel pretty good. And this is bullshit. I'm finally realizing this. The fog is clearing. I'm not dealing with you anymore by messaging. I'm not dealing with you by voicemail. So if you have something to say to me, you can be a man, and you can call me, and you can talk to me live. So if you send me any messages, I'm not responding. If you send me any voicemails, I'm not responding. You can talk to me live, and you know how to reach me. So that's all I have to say. Goodbye.
Nice.
Why would she keep telling me that?
Because she's hoping that you'll call her back. She is a psycho.
Yeah, if I didn't call her back the first 49 times.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more of the show.
With Mad Mark.
With Mad Mark. We'll be back right after this.
Let's do it.
She was all liquored up. Had a red dress on. Had a red dress on. She come home late last night. A red dress on. She was all liquored up. She had a lipstick smear. Had a lipstick smear. She come home late last night. A lipstick smear. A red dress on. She was all liquored up. High heels in her hand. All liquor.
She's a doing a hoochie coochie. She's a doing a hoochie coochie. Yeah, she come on late last night. Her paycheck blown, her lipstick smeared, high heels in her hand, her red dress torn, a doing a hoochie coochie, all liquored up. She had loving on her mind. She had loving on her mind. She come on late last night, loving on her mind, doing a hoochie coochie. Paycheck blown, lipstick smeared, high heels in her hand, her red dress tore, and a partridge in a pear tree. She was all liquored up. She was all liquored up. Check blown, lipstick smeared, high heels in her hand, her red dress torn, a doona hoochie coochie. Falling out of a yellow cab, I said, where's your big ass been, Edna? Since 4 in the morning, she spit popcorn on me and said, big lots. Some dude rolled out of there and throwed up on my PF flyers. Said, good to meet you, dude. I said, dude, best thing you do, take your dog and get to the house. I said, Edna, you need to get in there and brush your tooth and get on to work. You come in here drunk. She said, I'm not drunk. I've been drinking that Jägermeister all night, but I am not drunk, brother. I'm all liquored up. Just all liquored up.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. That is a request going out to Jeff of Covina, California, who wanted to hear All Liquored Up by Johnny Knoxville. So there you have it, Jeff. And if you want to make a request on the crazy Rockin' Mike Madness Show, whatever you people are calling it, then email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. I'm on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. I'm all over the place. Let's keep the music going, shall we?
I see the way she loves me, then maybe you would understand why I feel this way about our love and what I must do. If you could only see how blue her eyes can be when she says, when she says she loves me. Well, you got your reasons, and you got your lies, and you got your manipulations. They cut me down to the lines. Say you love, but you don't. You love, but you won't. If you kid on that, see the way she loves me, maybe you would understand why I feel this way about our love and what I'm. When she says she loves. you kid, unless I see you. She loves me, and maybe you would understand. Yeah.
It's Crazy J.
Fuck. Find the radio station. Uhura's monitoring the broadcast. Cut in and have yourselves beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha-ha. Well, you just wait. They'll find you yet. And when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful. Thank you.
Listening to the Rock and Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy J. Remember, you can visit us at MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. In there, you can find Don't Taste Me, Bro, which is Mad Mike.
Jesus.
You can also email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. You can email Mike, ihurtmyspleen@yahoo.com. We're both on Facebook. Yep. So, people, there's no reason why you can't get a hold of us. Facebook Junk McGee over there for Mike, and you know, just look me up, Crazy J over there on Facebook.
Good old Junk.
That's right.
Oh, did I tell you she walked by me today?
She didn't even look at you.
No.
I saw it.
Yeah.
You were on the phone. She was just like, I'm not even going to look.
Oh, thank God. See, I was telling you, I hope somebody was there so I didn't have to talk to her.
And you can Twitter with me as well.
I Twitter with them all the time.
It's CrazyJ27 over there, Twitter.
We twiddle his Twitter.
Twitter.com/CrazyJ27.
Chevy Malibu with automatic drive, a custom paint job too. I'll trade you for my old wheelbarrow and a slightly used sombrero, and I'll even throw in a stapler if you shared a quick glance Saturday at the mall. I never took a chance, never approached you at all. You were a blonde half Asian with a bad case of gas. I was wearing red Speedos and a hockey mask. Come on, let's find that love connection. Barista at the Coffee Bean on San Vicente Boulevard.
I know there were 20 people behind me in line, but I was on a cell phone call with my mother. Didn't you see me hold up my index finger? That means I'll order my soy decaf hazelnut latte in just a couple minutes. So what's with the attitude, lady? No tip for you. Got a trash can of styrofoam peanuts. You can have them for free. You can drop by on the weekend and pick them up from me. But the trash can ain't part of the deal. Only giving you the peanuts. Dead real don't have no hefty bag. So bring your own. Don't bug me with questions on the phone. Don't ask for help. Don't waste my time. And don't complain, cause they won't cost you a dime. Just ask yourself, do you want my styrofoam peanuts? You can have my styrofoam peanuts. Do you want my styrofoam peanuts?
Craigslist is the latest from Weird Al Yankovic. You can order that on iTunes or wherever downloads are available. Craigslist by Weird Al Yankovic. And, you know, I really wasn't going to play that song until next week when, you know, Mike, when you're not here. And also speaking of that, next week, you know, because Mike's going on vacation, I was kind of thinking, you know, maybe I'll take a week off. But then I thought, well, I'll just get a special co-host and, you know, then play the new Weird Al song. Our special co-host, by the way, next week, very funny man. He's been on the show. It was a couple weeks ago that he was here. Bobby Slayton is gonna be here next week.
See this? See how he's just phasing me out? He's got this thing on his MySpace, pictures of him and Rebecca. He claims
to be
me
and
him.
I swear to God, before you leave, you're watching that whole slideshow.
He's got Bobby Slayton coming in, new Weird Al song while I'm not here.
How can I help it?
He probably told Liz to come when I'm gone.
How is that?
Liz, he's setting this all up.
How can I predict when Al's going to release that song? You're the one that's going on vacation.
You're his friend. You're his friend.
You're the one that's going on vacation.
Yeah, you've known. You've known.
Hey,
okay?
We're friends.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
I don't even know why you're getting upset. I said I was going to play the song last week. I mean, next week. But we played... You got me all messed up. You're so mad. We played it tonight. We played it twice. I just said I was thinking about playing it next week. And he's so mad. But we still have a very special co-host next week, Bobby Slayton.
I'm going to come in here. It's going to be Bobby's face all over the place.
We're going to be hanging out at the Hard Rock Pool. But most importantly, we're hanging out at the Venus Pool.
Yeah,
that
should be good.
Venus Pool at Caesar's Palace. One of the premier.
It looks
pool.
Really nice from the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The premier pool. That, of course, is the pool that you see in the movie The Hangover, too, when we're hanging out.
Oh, that's right.
So.
Come hang out with us, people.
Yeah. If you want to, you know, if you're in town, want to hang out, you don't have
Let
anything
to do. Let
me know
so I can leave.
Yeah. Let us know in advance so Mike can come up with plans to do something else.
Yeah, really.
But we're going to be doing that. We'll be hanging out at the Hard Rock Pool on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Come and check it out.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a total hoot.
Venus. The Venus Pool at Caesar's Palace on Friday.
For my penis.
Yeah.
I'm a genius.
Yeah. All right, so we got some how-tos.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this is what I wanted to do, because I thought this would be really funny. I'm actually going to mix two how-tos together.
Okay.
And we're going to see how this works. So you're about to learn. You're about to learn how to train a rabbit to enjoy pornography in the comfort of your home. All right, that's good. All right, first off, okay, people, with your rabbits, your sex-starved rabbits.
Right.
First off, you have to understand what motivates your rabbit. Okay? First off, make sure you choose a suitable time alone with your rabbit that will not result in interruptions, okay? Unlike your other canine friends, rabbits are naturally particularly easy to motivate. They're not actually. I'm sorry. They're not particularly easy. That means strong punishment, okay? Such as spanking, yelling at your rabbit. That won't necessarily make him more cooperative, but he might like it, okay? They do actually respond pretty well to tender love. Okay, try to isolate yourself and your rabbit as much as possible from friends, relatives. Try to create a very pleasant, very quiet environment. Okay, turn off your phones. If he's got a phone, you know, he's got rabbit, honey's blowing up his celly, yo. Make sure you turn it off. Close the blinds. Remove all other distractions. Get rid of the carrots. Okay, move his water bottle. Okay, put up the bunny snacks. Hide the peeps. Okay, next. Determine what outlet of adult entertainment you want for your rabbit, okay? And remember to devote plenty of time to training, okay? For the best results, you should plan on initially devoting at least 30 minutes and preferably an hour or two every day to training your rabbit. That's a whole lot. It may seem like a lot of time, but in the long run, it's well worth it. Don't worry, you'll probably only need to do this for about a week or two. In fact, you may see results on the first day.
Wow.
He might just take to it like a fish to water. A rabbit to porn, like fish to water. Relax and touch your rabbit.
Call it what you want.
Yeah. If you are new to this experiment, just see what feels good. Remember, there's no pressure to perform or to reach a rabbit orgasm, so feel free to explore, you know, him or her, okay, in a very loving way. Watch the spanking. Remember, they might not appreciate that. And you know what you can do? Use your rabbit's favorite treats, okay? Since training is based on, you know, incentives, you'll need to find a treat that provides the best incentive possible. So when he does a really good job at like beating his meat or something, give him a little, like, carrot stick or something, or some celery.
Good rabbit.
You might want to check with your vet to make sure that the food you're giving him is good. Next, make sure that you get your rabbit in position for training, okay? Make sure you set the stage. Make sure, teach your rabbit, you know, if you want him to, you know, spank it really hard to animal porn, you know, you got to make sure that you've got them in the right position for animal porn training.
Well, if you train your rabbit to watch animal porn,
yes,
does that still make it wrong that you're watching it?
Well, no, because you're just training. You're like an outside.
I got it.
You know what I mean? You could.
So technically, you could watch it, but the loophole is it's like, well, I'm training.
I'm training my rabbit. See, and that's a good way. So if a chick were to accidentally walk in on you, you could just be like, I'm training my rabbit. Leave me alone. Okay. It's not for me, it's for my rabbit.
Okay, got it.
Okay. honestly, I think that's it says, you know, gradually it was. Keep providing the treats until your rabbit responds correctly nearly every time. Hey, yeah.
You gotta love that.
Oh, this is another one, too. Reinforce the training as necessary. If your rabbit's being naughty, get back to that training. Naughty rabbit. That's pretty much it. That is it in a nutshell. You now know how to train a rabbit.
Awesome.
To enjoy pornography in the comfort of your own home.
We'll be back.
You're interrupting me and making me my room.
All right, we'll be back after this.
No. could switch, but I wanna be the same. And I know I'll find a reason, cause I always bust the rhyme, because it takes a nearly all my time. G stands for treason, but me it stands for
amazing. It's out of my hands, and all I can do is wait. The not knowing that has put me in this state. The minutes feel like hours, the tension is too great. I've done my part, so now it's in the hands of fate. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. I shouldn't have fucked that prostitute without a prophylactic. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. Regret is dripping from me like my semen down her crack, and now I wait. My nerves, they have been frayed, my pants, they have been shat. I know the nurse will say it's time to have a chat. At least I'll never worry about getting fat. I should think positive. No, wait, I didn't say that. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. I never should have blown that tranny in my Cadillac. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. I just had to taste that sweet forbidden nectar from his sack, and now I wait. Is it over? Will my jersey be retired? Will my name stitched upon a quilt be required? Did I make a difference? Was my life inspired? Will Denzel Washington defend me when I'm fired? Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. Eating assholes shouldn't be an aphrodisiac. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. If I'm clean, I swear to God I will stop shooting smack, probably. Boys and girls, don't be naive. Take it from your Uncle Steve. AIDS care's not whom it affects. Caught from unprotected sex. Or piss or semen, even shit from handshakes, sneezes, toilet seats, from monkey bites and uncooked meat, from dirty coins and dreadlock hair, from certain children in daycare, drinking water, breathing air. I tell you,
Comedy show, the moment some of you have been waiting for.